Good afternoon. This is Beth speaking.
Hi, Beth. It's Ruth from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ruth?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm just calling again in regards to Agnes Casimir.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I just wanted to find out if you have a power of attorney on file?
We don't.
There's none. You don't?
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
So who
no.
usually signs for the patient? Because according to Jean, the patient is not capable of signing anything, and we have a form that she needs to sign. So the question is, how do we go about it?
What I did when I met her, I had a paper form, and I just had her, she just, like, put a line on it, and that's as far as it went.
Mm-hmm.
Because you
okay.
can't do a signature. Yep, I did. That's how I did it. I don't know if your company has a rule that's different, but that's how I've worked in the field forever. And if they can't sign necessarily, what
mm-hmm.
I've done is just had them put a mark.
Yeah, just a scribble.
Yep, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yep, you're welcome.
Have a
good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye.